Audio description of Skink in a Tight Spot by Sarah Corliss, winner of the Our Impact category. This photograph, Skink in a Tight Spot by Sarah Corliss of New South Wales, was taken with a Canon R5 Mark II handheld camera. The picture is a rectangle, approximately 1 meter wide and 70 centimeters tall, in landscape orientation. In close-up, it shows the top of a brick wall. The bricks are the pastel orange of unripe cantaloupe. The mortar is a sandy blend of beiges. The background, slightly blurred, is the dark grey of damp cement. Just left of centre, in razor-sharp focus, a common garden skink, Lamprophilus gichinotti, is sticking out of the wall, its body perpendicular to the surface. It seems to have gotten stuck just above its hips as it tried to crawl through a too small gap. Every minute detail of the skink has been captured. With one grey-green eye, it regards the camera directly. Its snout and underbelly are silver-scaled. A line of bright bronze runs from behind its ocular ridge, over its neck, and down its back. Its flanks are almost black, and so are the forefeet that are spread wide as if treading the empty air. Its stomach bulges slightly above the crick in the wall. It cannot lean forward to find purchase on the bricks. We cannot know how the skink is feeling, but it would be all too easy to ascribe discomfort, embarrassment, even indignation, to the strained expression on its face. Its pose, arms akimbo, belly sticking out, makes for a very amusing image. Outside of the left-hand lozenge where the skink is struggling, the picture is slightly out of focus. To the right stands a piece of furniture with a metal frame and a wooden front panel. At the bottom of the photograph, the near edge of the wall is also fuzzy. This draws all of our attention to the plight of poor Lamprophilus gichinotti. The judges have praised the way this work highlights a tense and precarious situation, capturing an uncomfortable moment in great detail. Corliss, the photographer, discovered the skink trapped in a wall in her backyard, thrashing in an attempt to escape. She notes that it did manage to free itself, eventually. This is the end of the audio description.